I know probably all of you know each other. We're like the newcomers, but I kind of want to explain what we're doing. We do have a group that is putting together the whole celebration weekend, and these are two of them that are working on that group. This is Bonnie Poser and Katie Grether, and then I have three others that are helping us. And just so you know, that weekend is July 3rd and 4th, so don't go anywhere. You won't want to because the motorcycles are in town that weekend. We're waiting, hopefully, till they leave, and then we're doing our big celebration on the 4th. But there'll be a lot going on Sunday the 3rd in church, and we hope that all of you will be here. And then this is Pam Dennison. Pam has jumped on to help us with all of our pictures, which is probably an overwhelming task. But fortunately, with technology, she can go take them, scan them, and she's going to be making a display for the downstairs after the services. And we'll be having birthday cake on Sunday, and everyone can come down and look at those. And we might have a video camera.
I forgot to put film
Okay, Katie, grab the start again.
I just looked over there, and there's my film over there.
Obviously, this is an amateur group. Actually, this
Unrehearsed.
And, you know, our hope today is just to get you guys talking, because it's really fun to look at the pictures and read the articles, but it's even more fun to hear the stories behind them. And we know you've got stories. And so we want the juicy stories that you can come up with and tell us about.
Somebody's here.
Oh, is that Hutch?
It is Hutch. Mm-hmm.
Well, come in. We're so glad you're here.
We're sorry we're late. We had to do this radio program until 10.
Where do you want to put such? Do you want to be here? And then I'll just...
No, you want me to be that down a bit.
You know, it's a horrible thing to think about, but we can think about it.
Well, here, we'll get another chair.
That's okay. We're just trying to get him...
Hi, Wendell.
We're going to put him down by our...
Good morning.
I can't think of it, maybe. She was just a kid in school.
I thought we had to go down this way.
And then she went to California. I can't remember. I think she was the only one.
Probably easier for Wilma.
Am I the only male?
I think she was.
Yeah. Except for Wilma.
Thank you.
They were talking that Hutch probably won't be able to hear. So you'll probably have to read it again. I think look in his face more than you, because I think when you talk in his face, he sees you and reads your lips.
Like your husband.
My husband's totally deaf. He reads lips, really.
Really?
If you're not talking at him, even with his hearing aids.
Good to see you. Yeah,
I wish we'd get the show on the road. I have to leave.
You got a date? You're telling me you have a date.
It's
my birthday.
He would get milk and thought he'd be the only male.
Birthday luncheon for him.
Well, good for what you.
37 she is.
Is she?
Yeah.
37, huh? It's her birthday today.
91.
Are you really?
Joanna's birthday today.
Who?
Yeah. Alrighty.
I can't hear you. Joanna Jay's birthday today.
Oh, is it?
I mean, yesterday. Yesterday.
How about
with her? Huh?
Yeah.
How about we go around the room? Let's start over here with Joyce. Introduce yourself, and then can you tell us what year? We don't want to know how old you are. Just tell us what year you became a part of this church. And, you know, if you were born here, we won't do any subtracting. We're not that smart. But we just love to know when you became a part of First Press. So
I wonder when we came here.
Let's start with Joyce.
I was born here in Salida and probably started, I think I remember starting Sunday school when I was like 18 months old with Mardell. And So that's been like 62 years ago, probably.
Okay.
And my husband and I were the first ones to be married in this church.
Oh, wow.
After they built the new church, we were the first ones to be married here.
Okay.
Well, I'm Judy Lobb. I was born here also, and I can remember going to Sunday school probably when I was about 5. And Janelle Lytle was one of my first Sunday school teachers, and I remember well the old church and that horrible freezing cold fellowship hall. And I have been here forever.
Edith.
My name is Edith Lance, and I was born in Kansas. Of course, I have lived in Colorado since I married Carl Lance that lived up the Ute Trail. And how many years is that? Anyway, I don't know what you want to know. I think if there's any reason I'm going to the Presbyterian Church, it's because of Grandma Minnie Lance. How many of you remember Minnie Lance?
Oh, my.
She went to every church in town. She was not particular. She wanted to go to church. Mm. And one Sunday from U Trail, where they live up there, she walked clear to town because she wanted to go. Now, that was before I was ever in the family, but that's one of the stories they tell about it. But she was so homesick to go to church in Sunday school, she walked clear to town. Well, anyway, she's dead and gone, but she was quite an influence in, but she was a born-again Lutheran, born in Finland, and so going to church was very important to her, even if she lived way up in the mountains, away from all the civilization, but going to church was important to her. So she'd come down and go to any church in town, and including the Presbyterian. So, but she was really a born-again Lutheran, I think. But anyway, she was the reason that that I got going to the Presbyterian Church here. Because she would come.
So were your boys raised here?
Yes. But at the time when we were first moved here, there was no Lutheran church. It all... filled in,
right.
year from year. But anyway, that's all.
Okay,
interesting. That's all I can think of. You'll have to excuse me because I'm entertaining the shingles.
Oh,
that's not you. So I can't remember anything, and I'm not ashamed of it anymore because I got a reason.
Some of us can't remember, and we don't have
like
any reason.
Really, I like giving the reason.
All right, Garland.
I, too, was born here in Salida along with a twin sister. Had another sister 16 months younger, and brother who's passed away. Anyway, I think we started Presbyterian Church around the time we were 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, yeah, 5 or 6, 7,
and
somewhere in there.
I remember Mom would walk with us. We lived right on Creston Avenue. And she would walk with her three adorable little girls down to the church on F Street.
Yes.
And I think we started the choir. We started singing at quite a young age in the choir, too.
Yeah.
I can remember when we would also go up on F Street where the Presbyterian, would that be the parsonage, or where they used to live, the house was up on F Street in those days. And I can remember... so many times being up there, Bible study, I had no idea what they're talking about because I'm usually acting goofy.
Yes, hasn't changed a bit.
We had fun. So we did have a good time and actually sang a lot of harmony in there with the three sisters and I, and of course, Mardell is related to us too. And I remember when she was a little girl and her brother and the other sister too. Yeah. It was fun. It was a fun time. I was kind of upset when they took the old church down.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Street. I thought that was very historical.
I've never gone over that. I love that
and
church.
And we didn't want that to happen.
We used to play there, remember? And hide behind them on the outside.
Oh, yeah. The
I remember hide and seek and stuff. And
cat in the corner. Yeah,
yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to get to those stories.
Yes. Anyway, I think from a very early age, about 7... you were Presbyterians from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty.
I became a member there, too, in the older church.
Okay, Wilma, your turn. Who are you?
Well, I'm Wilma Reynolds. I was raised here. I was actually born in Pueblo, but my folks moved up here. And I was just a few months old. And my dad belonged to the Presbyterian Church from whenever, because his family was from Switzerland, so they were good Calvinists. And my mother joined right after we moved here. She had been nothing, I think, before then. So I don't remember. I was always a part of this church from the time I was...
Yeah.
Until I left.
What year?
Give us a clue. I don't know what year you guys are trying
to... 1930.
1930? Okay. Oh, that's good.
It was like from the age of 48.
Okay. Yeah, about...
With us. I mean, first...
Okay.
And then after I graduated from high school, I basically left Salida.
Yes, didn't come back until 1947 or 48.
It was way back then when we were here.
She remembers.
So I was married in the old church. I grew up in the old church, and I came back to the new church.
Oh. So. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty,
I remember a lot of that stuff.
You were married in the old church, though.
Yeah.
So, Hutch, can you tell us?
You want me to talk now?
Yeah.
Talk.
Well, I was born out on the Hutchinson Ranch just 80 years ago. And the old ranch had been in the family a long time, about seven generations. And the Presbyterian Church then was, in those early days, was in Poncha. And it was there for many years, and until 1940, when a couple of hobos got in there to get warm, they built a fire on the floor of that old church, and it burned to the ground. I remember my father rushed up there to help put it out, and my great uncle, but it was gone. But my great grandmother Annabelle was a Sunday school teacher there for many, many years, probably 20 years anyway. And I've kind of been associated with the Presbyterian Church for quite a while. My wife and I were married in the old church here in Salida in 1949. And then when she passed away, she was buried, or the services were here in this church. So we're kind of Presbyterians from way back. I'm proud of it.
Good for you.
Do you want me to?
I'm Betty Plotz, and I am Wendell's caregiver, and I'm a Methodist. I like the Presbyterians. You guys have more fun.
Well, come to our party. On the 4th. It's a block
You're
party,
invited.
So it's open to the town, too. All right, Royce, tell us your name.
Okay, I'm Royce Lytle Donahue. I was born in a house at the end of F Street. It'll be 85 years ago in October, and I can't remember when I started Sunday school because my mother brought me as soon as she was able to, and she was superintendent of the Sunday school off and on, and both Mardell and I taught Sunday school, mostly when they couldn't get anybody else. And all three of my kids came, and Mardell went 12 years, 13 years without ever missing a Sunday.
Wow.
Well, we've just always been Presbyterians.
Good.
For 85 years.
Well, that's what makes it fun. All right, Mardell.
Well, I'm Mardell Donahue Loudenberg, and I was born, we were actually born up at Garfield. Or born here in the hospital, but we lived at Garfield for a year. And then came down here. Remember, Joyce? No, you didn't. It was Marcia Haley. And we started church, well, when Nanny brought us, my grandmother, Janelle. And probably would have been about 1943, don't you think?
Probably. I'm one day older than her.
Yeah. Our mother shared a hospital room.
Oh,
yeah, that's when I met Mildred, was in the hospital. But you were born and Mardell wasn't.
Yeah. We started Sunday school, and
Joyce and I both had to come every Sunday, or else life stopped. We didn't go anyplace or do anything till after Sunday school. And we both have. Is yours 13 years?
Probably. I don't have my pins. I mean, if I do, I don't know where they are.
Well, our mother taught also. Our mother taught Sunday school forever and ever also. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I tried to raise my three in the church, and we taught Sunday school. And
good. All right, Jane?
Oh, Jane Moline, we came here. When did you say we came here? 47 or 8?
It was, I don't remember. We were about 5 years old when we started going.
We came here right after the war. It was one of those wars, anyway. And didn't plan to stay very long. But I was an Episcopalian. My husband was a New England Baptist. And so we couldn't agree on churches. And all of the teachers, including the Bergners, Wilma's parents, and others, all the teachers seemed to go to the Presbyterian Church. So we came over here, and here we are, and we're still in Salida, incidentally.
Yeah. How interesting.
That's it.
Good. Very good. Read on.
And then Arlen said most of it for me, but one thing I really got tickled
you have
at.
To say your name.
Oh, I'm Radon.
Yeah, but you have to see.
And anyway, one thing that tickled me was our little sister, Tiki. She isn't here anymore. She's gone. But when we came to church and they passed for the offering, she took the money out instead of putting it in. And I thought that was so funny. She thought she was supposed to. Tiki. Do you remember that, Arlen? Was it her? It wasn't. Or was it you? But I know we laughed about that because she thought it was something that she could take home, so she took the money out.
The offerings used to be, you'd hear the coins clink in the plate, not with paper money.
Yeah, it used to clink.
We like paper money.
Yeah, not bad. You'd rather not hear the clink.
So can any of you trace yourselves back to the original 14? Do you know if any of your roots go clear back to the original ones that started the church? Does anyone have any?
No.
Nothing can go that far back. Okay.
You don't think Hatch does,
but he was in a bunch of churches.
Yeah. Right. Which was different than this church.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, tell us, it seems that a lot of people have memories of the brick church on 3rd and F. Do any of you have any special funny stories, any memories of that church? One thing we've wondered is, if they built it without heat and without bathrooms and without a kitchen, who built it? I mean, why would they build a church without heat?
They had a furnace.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
It was a cold furnace.
It was cold.
It was a cold furnace.
Yeah. It was a cold furnace.
Yeah.
But the fellowship hall
next
had
next
a
door.
Little heater in the middle.
Oh, room, yeah.
But there was no plumbing in there for
nothing
a long time.
Else.
Then they put a toilet in behind a door in a Sunday school room, but it never did work well. We had two dinners every year that big, where we sold tickets, like a Thanksgiving dinner, a turkey dinner, and a chili supper in January or February. And Edith, I can remember Edith and Elda and cooking over that stove. They'd have to keep stoking the thing and putting the wood in and heating the water on the stove to wash the dishes, and the toilet never worked, and it was really
it was cold.
It was freezing cold in there. You would eat your chili and it was congealed on the top. It was an awful cold building. And the kitchen was just, we had a taffy pool one time in youth group. We didn't even have to put the taffy outside to cool it off. It was so cold in there. It was awful.
I want to tell something about that old church. She reminded me, fellowship hall. One of that was a chili supper we were having down there, and Agnes Hampshire was Elda, but especially Agnes Hampshire was always one of the prime movers of any of the suppers. And we had an old coal stove in the back with the chimney and everything. And she had an aerosol can of Dream Whip or some, whatever you call it, to put on the the gingerbread or whatever it was we were having. Well, she emptied it out and she threw it in the stove. Well, the aerosol can exploded, knocked the chimney off with all the soot. The soot came down in the chili, all over the dishes, all over the kitchen, all over the people.
I'll never forget that.
I'm sure it had to be Ada.
She was accident prone anyway, but
yeah. It had to be Presbyterian pudding.
But probably Presbyterian pudding.
Yeah, right. That was what we made every time instead of gingerbread.
But I never will forget all that soot flying around. And all the people out there in the main park waiting for their dinner.
Right.
And when we had to go across the street to get the water to clean it up.
Right. Over to the garage.
Why
in our garage.
Yeah. Was there no plumbing when that church was built? I mean, was that?
No.
I think they had it. They may have had an outdoor privy, but when we were going, but I mean,
then they built the other one where the driver's license plate is at, and it was much more modern. It had heat and plumbing both. Where they really had Sunday school in there. This other one was the fellowship hall, and we used to have duo-nil dinners. Jane went to duo-nil forever.
Yeah. What kind of dinners?
They were called duo-nil. It meant two or none. And it was for couples.
That was for the couples
started. But there were hundreds of kids went. I mean, there were a lot of kids.
Well, if the Plumpus went, there were lots of kids. And our parents went.
The Moline kids went. I remember.
Well, and like I said, if the Plumpus went, there were lots of kids.
It was built in 1881 or whatever. $7,000. And then when it was finally finished, and all the furniture included, was $8,000 something.
The brick church was in 1901. Yeah. It was built in 1901, and then of course there was that frame church, the little white church was built earlier.
Well, you know, as I said, I suppose you all know I wasn't with the Elder Bergner helping the. Chairman of the last 100-year celebration. And so I went searching for that church, what was left of it. And the little white church, when we built the one downtown, they sold it. And part of it, the back part of it, the front part of it, was moved. And I think it's, because I went looking around town, went looking at Charlie Epp's place, and it was used as a garage in the back of his place. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it was moved over the front part, or the back part, I mean, was moved over on F Street and used as a residence for a while, and then moved in the back as a garage. Mm-hmm. But I never did find anything that looked like that church. Mm-hmm. And I looked, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Interesting. Alrighty. I lost my train of thought. Go ahead. I actually just happened to notice something on my notes that was interesting. Probably before, let's see, this was...
What's your name?
Mm-hmm. Wilma. Must be 1885. There was an article in the paper about the new bell being shipped and installed.
Yeah.
And that it weighed 636 pounds. And this is the quote I love. Its chimes will be the first ever heard in the Arkansas Valley between Canyon City and Leadville. That was 1885.
Is that a long time ago?
Right. Yeah, that would have been the same. That was, had to go upstairs and pull on
real tall. And you have to go up there and you have to pull the big roll.
This big roll. Yeah.
So that was even in the brick church.
It is the same bell.
So go back to the chili supper, just because when we first came, I remember the chili supper. When do you think the chili supper? Any idea when that began and why? Was that just an all church?
No, we sold tickets.
That was to make money for our
fundraisers.
That was one of our things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that and the turkey dinner as well. We had the two.
And so the chili was down in the old building.
Both of them were.
In the fellowship hall.
Well, but I mean, it was with that establishment.
Yeah. Both of them.
Right.
So and we always served, all us girls, we all, that's what we did. We served.
Right. Arlen and Red, I'm sure.
I served in Mrs. Lyne's deviled eggs.
Right.
Well, the, every time I said go Lyne's.
Yeah. But yeah, they had to go over to across the street to get water at the Y&R Chrysler Garage.
Yeah.
To get water for there because it, like I said, I can remember heating it on these big pots on the stove, and so they could rewash the dishes and use them again. And, oh, it was so cold, and it was getting over that.
She can't get over that.
I can't get over how cold it was.
Crank that heat up in here.
It's probably cold drinking
it. It was cold in that building.
So, do you know what year then the Chili Supper started? Or,
I always remember
always
that.
Always there.
They had it forever.
Right.
So probably back in the 1800s.
It's possible.
Well, and I can remember, like in Sunday school and stuff. Do you remember when we had the birthday cake? I do not.
Oh, yes.
What happened,
what
to,
happened to the birthday?
I don't know.
And the
bag.
The bag.
And we put the every. We have our birthdays for every year. We bring
and
in.
And
put
it on top
and lid. And yeah, and there was it was a fake cake, like
an artificial cake.
An artificial cake.
I bet it had to be wooden.
Yeah, well, I think it was that you
and
then we had that bank.
And it was white, and then they had a wooden thing.
And it was a glass bank, like an hourglass bank that we put pennies in.
Oh, you put just
a
bowl.
It was just a round bowl, wasn't it?
Well,
it was a top and a bottom.
Yes.
On it. It's one for every year, and then they say happy birthday.
You remember that,
and
you couldn't go to Sunday school and have your birthday unless you had a band.
Do you have any pictures of that?
I don't know, unless
I
Mama has some. Her mother always came around and collected the money from the time I first remember ever going to church. Elda always collected money.
Yeah, she was a superintendent.
She does Wilma.
Right, she still does. That's exactly it. But I
once you have a job, you never get to get a job. Family has the job.
So why did you leave the church on F and 3rd? Why was this one built?
No parking.
No parking. Mm-hmm.
No bathrooms.
No heat.
What was your question? So why did they come to this, build this building and leave that one?
Today you could not sell that church downtown. It would be an historic building.
Yes, I wish it was too.
It had beautiful windows and things.
Oh,
they're right here.
But it wasn't. It had bats in the belfry. It had bats.
We had Sunday school. Remember on that one that
slowed
right
down?
We had Sunday school up there.
Well, and it was so.
And I really think we were having people in for bridge when we were younger. Among them, a fellow named Jim Fry and his wife, and he was.
In newspaper guy, right?
Oh, I was going to say Amoco. That's not who. What oil company bought that place down there?
Sinclair.
But anyway,
Sinclair.
Sinclair.
Yes, Sinclair. And my husband was the clerk of the session, and I don't know how many years. And he was saying that DeLacy Ramsey and a few of the people wanted to sell the old church down there and move to some better place because the traffic was noisy on Sunday. It had a lot of drawbacks.
I think they needed more room, too.
Well, there was no room in
a bigger place.
No parking room.
There was no parking.
So
Jim
Fry said, well, the Sinclair Oil Company will offer you $20,000 for the building. And so they sold it to Sinclair Oil at that time and came up here.
Well, then we met for 2 years up at the City Hall, up in the auditorium upstairs, right? I mean, the firemen would be up there and they were cooking breakfast, and it was like all
and
in the
church.
Church. They moved the organ up there, and we did for 2 years.
Yeah.
This building was,
didn't we go to Sunday school classes down in what they call the old Nazarene Church off of Park Avenue for a while? They shared something down there.
Oh, I don't know, but I was important. Which name, Pat Patterson here? Did he donate the ground?
He donated the ground.
I don't remember that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It was
part of the church. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the land.
I don't know.
The land was donated, right, by Pat.
So Pam's going to pull out these pictures. We found pictures of when they took the Unique Theater, which used to be the Opera House, and cleared out all the chairs. And then our church had these beautiful booths And it was some bizarre. Do you guys remember anything past that? So
the ladies' aid.
Go that one. The ladies' aid.
Presbyterian ladies' aid in the early 1900s.
Don't we have these in the scrapbook?
Yes.
I remember Elder Bergner and I put these pictures. All right. These pictures.
So you were not a part of that.
No.
Not if it was
1800. Not if the
1800s.
We went back.
Really? You guys aren't that old. I don't know if it may continue. What amazes me.
Oh, there's the pictures of the women trying to find that. Because that one.
We know you're not that old. Because it was like the early
1700s. Well, no, this was the thing I think of the old opera.
Standing in front of their booths with their long dresses and their gloves. And
was the Ladies' Aid Society active when?
Not
when any of you were?
Not the ladies' aid.
What did they call it?
It was, they had circles.
Yeah.
Well, they had the Goodwill circle, they had the Ruth Parker circle.
Yeah. And then they had just
Grace Baird circle.
Well, and there was also
the B circle.
Right.
There was also just the one that where we all met. I mean, like they had just a
Women's Association.
The Women's Association. Yeah.
That was not the ladies' aid. In fact, I think, I don't know if I still have it.
That's one.
I remember the Women's Association.
A cookbook put out by the Presbyterian Church Ladies. That's where it is.
Okay. Yeah, by 1939, it was the Women's Missionary Society, according to the church program.
No, that's the old opera.
That's the old opera.
Well, then we just went to the Women's Association.
Yeah,
and then it split up into circles.
I didn't know it had a thing all the way around it. A balcony all the way.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember it had one. I don't remember the balcony all the way around. Do you?
Because it had changed
in the Unique Theater. There was only just that one little part. I don't remember it being all the way around.
Yes, that's just what we're doing.
I remember just that one part. Yeah, the one part.
Yeah.
Do any of you have any memories of the Spanish congregation that was a part of this church?
Yes, I do. Do you want me to tell you? Libby Trujillo. She wrote out that part of our church, and the Spanish, we had quite a big Spanish congregation at that time, but they couldn't they didn't understand the language well enough. They had to have an interpreter, so the Spanish people met in the afternoon at 3:00. Because they couldn't, they had a separate church in the afternoon. But finally they incorporated into the morning church. And I really miss them. We had the Roy Balls and the Calvanos and the Trujillos.
Mrs. Mejias.
Yeah, the Mejias.
Yeah. The Pachecos started early in life, I know. Did they order?
Yeah, because they were.
Because we were years and years ago.
And the only, Libby Trujillo is the only one that finally hung on.
Yeah,
I think. Roy Balls came from a long
time. Remember Ruby? Ruby Evans is still here. Ruby Pacheco.
Yeah, I do.
Because she lives in Howard. Mm-hmm.
So eventually the two congregations merged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody met in the church. Even the Catholics met in our church.
Oh, really?
Matchabuff, who I think was featured in Willa Cather's "Death Comes to the Archbishop," preached in our early church,
and then all
about 1883 or something.
Too.
Matchabuff
lived up there on.
He was Archbishop of
Denver. 8th and
so the Catholics
on that little house on the
also met in our church.
And the Luceros. Remember the Luceros? All the Luceros.
We met
all the Luceros.
Did the Luceros come to our
Yes.
church?
Yes.
There was a funny story about Pacheco. When he met in Fellowship Hall, we used to have Wednesday night Bible study with Pastor Joy, Reverend Joy.
Yeah.
He was a silly little goose. He
was. I haven't heard what she said.
Evening, and Ruby Pacheco and her sister
Betty,
the three little Easter girls were of course angels, but we were with them. You know?
I don't remember
had a big punch bowl in there,
oh,
you know. And Pacheco's took in liquor and put it in the punch bowl, and Joy got Dunker and a Hoon out.
She poured it in the punch, you know, with vodka, and they didn't, couldn't see it or nothing.
And,
you
know, and
they
giggled and giggled.
And he really felt good. I can't believe they did that.
Those stories continue, because I can remember when Chris and Mike were practicing for the band in the early days. Lindsay and Maddie were little. Uh-huh. And we would save the leftover juice for after church. Mm-hmm. We go to get the juice that next Sunday, and it's got this horrible taste. They took the pickle jar and dumped all the juice and pickles in that. So see, so nothing's changed.
Except Joy had more fun.
Everybody just thought Bonnie didn't know how to make juice or something.
Well, when we were kids, young kids, Edith and her kids all lived in the little house behind where my folks lived. Mm-hmm. And all the Lance boys and all the Pluis kids and... would play together, and we went down behind the railroad track, was down over the hill, and one day we came home with a whole bunch of things, and Edith and my mom taught us to blow through these deals, and we made the most noise and stuff. But one day Edith was doing laundry, and she found a bunch in her kids' pockets, and they were kind of sick of this whistling and all this noise, and she threw them in the stove, and it blew the whole stove. They were dynamite caps. Us to play with the blow in, right?
Yeah. How we kept from blowing our hands off. It's like,
oh. Wow.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. We can go the other way, too. Yeah.
I don't know if you were interested in maybe somebody could help me, because I've been trying to think of the different choir directors, organists at the church down there, because at one time Donald Custer.
Yeah,
he was really good. He was the first one I remember. And also John Held and Mary, because during the solo, God and Lorraine Brunner. Then something was, some ascension of some sort happened.
You need some
maybe,
more.
That, maybe Jane would remember.
How many more do you need? Yeah.
John and Mary Held and Goat and Lorraine Bruno to that church. And Helen and Jimmy Nienfelter. Also, I can hear they stayed with
well, us. Well, and she was the...
Oh, Roy. She was
the Helen. She was... What was her mother's name that came to the church for her? Oh. Redwood or... Yeah, but what was her mother's name?
So, Reddish.
Reddish, right.
Reddish, right. How early can you remember there being a choir? Do you guys remember always being a choir? Yeah.
Joyce sang in the choir.
Well, and I was really young. I got to start singing in the choir even in like junior high.
Yeah. Oh, we did too.
I got to sing with the adult choir.
Because I had Johnny.
I didn't call him. Yeah. I thought he was dead too.
I
went back as far as mom.
Yeah.
But isn't that spelled wrong? Wasn't it ES?
The one I remember is... I mean, I remember John Held was.
No, I think it's right. I think it was ISA. I think it was ISA.
If you would look, we just would like to know, do you have any funny memories or special memories of the pastors?
We just heard one about.
I remember Reverend Fulton.
I don't.
And Reverend Shepherd.
I like to say Ethan Campbell. Now, I think that's the first one I remember, maybe.
No, he was only here until 43.
Oh, no, well, I don't remember him.
I don't.
Ethan's had a daughter my age.
Forrest is the first one I remember.
Hannah. Mary Hannah. Mary Hannah Issa was my age.
I remember Forrest. I think that must have been the first one. He must have been here the first one that I remember.
I can't even remember Forrest.
Wasn't might have been because we weren't here before, so it had to be Forrest.
Maybe you'd like to know who's coming back.
I definitely remember that.
Oh yes,
I remember him. He had a lovely wife.
I remember Issa.
But he was.
Who's coming back?
Mike will tell you who is coming back.
Do we get to get these?
You sure? Sure. And if there is anything to correct, let me know.
One of the things we're going to try to do is we've located all the anniversary bulletins, except for the 25-year anniversary bulletin. We've got the 50-year, the 75-year, the 100-year, and this will be the 125th. So we're going to take, and I've already talked with Frank Lanigan about it, we're going to take parts out of each of those services for our particular service. But we have Don Moffitt's coming. Dick Lawson, and Tim Fairman, Bill Swigert, Dave Clark, and I'm still waiting to hear from Bob Levers. We just haven't connected. So anyway, that's whatever that is.
He was just here. He came for Jeff's funeral.
I don't know how to get a hold of him, so I got a hold of the ones I knew how to get a hold of.
Oh. Does anyone know anything about Carter?
Is he?
Frank?
He died.
He's dead.
Oh, okay. All right.
His sons lived, one of his sons lived on Carter. And Jeff did. And Pieppo was like a policeman down in Pieppo.
I don't know.
Oh, Brian.
Brian.
I think he still is.
The policeman down in Pieppo.
In Pieppo.
I just asked him if he didn't want to come. I'd stay home.
Anderson, is he still alive?
Who?
Anderson. Richard Anderson.
I don't know how to get a hold of. I think Jane told me nobody liked him anyway.
He didn't like his wife. Did you like Becky?
I think it's wonderful.
I don't remember.
So,
you need Joby James.
Because it's not filled in when Anderson left.
Joby.
Did he leave or did you go for a while without a pastor?
You know,
we probably went for a long for a while.
We would go like a year between.
Because we run out of money.
Well, and it also takes that length of time to do the advertising and the presbytery and all.
Well, and we ran. We used to run out of money. Do you remember that when they get up and? I mean, surely you do. Be out of money and.
Oh, you said something. I hope I never go again.
So
you know what?
Yeah, they ended up in the mansion.
You're better off somewhere else.
They ended up in the house on West Street.
Where was the lamps, and why did you get rid of it?
Well, it was up on the, like 724 F Street or something.
Do you know where
it's like? I got 10 surgeries. I don't know more.
On F Street?
Right in the middle of the block.
I just ran a shoulder there a year ago.
It was right in the middle of the block. Across from us on
the last ones I remember there were
Moffitts. And they, I think they decided to get rid of it. That's what I told Arlen. I'm sure because the preachers themselves wanted to have their own place so they could get some equity and sell out, have a house to get rid of when they left instead of.
Because we knew several that lived there when we were growing
yeah.
up.
Right, yeah, they all lived.
Well,
I remember.
Well, and didn't we have Sunday school then in there when the manse was empty? I can remember, and we had Sunday school. It was on F Street, right next to
Lorraine's. Between there and Lanieri's.
It was a little brick house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and we had, I remember having Sunday
school. Well, and I remember Moffitts lived there.
Well, and
they were
the
last ones I remember.
When Moffitts came here, Judy was saying that we had a
kitchen shower for them.
And took off all the labels.
Everybody took labels of food with no can, no, I mean, cans of soup with no labels on it.
That place was right next to her Dove
and
Marine.
And the point of that was?
I don't know. We just did. I just remember that.
That was probably something that I think from Dual Mill they decided.
Yeah, and there were passes and backs stuff with that. No labels.
Let's do that for everyone who's getting married soon.
Yeah, and she said that she was. It was just like, you know, surprise when they opened it, that cook supper, and it's like, had no clue.
I would like to bring up something because I'm not sure if I'm right or not, but when Hutch and his wife, you were an elder forever, weren't you?
Years ago. One time.
But ushers, I can remember you.
Oh, yeah.
And she were ushers. A lot of the times, weren't you?
Part of the time.
Wasn't it ushers and elders and everything else? We've all been elders.
What?
I said we've all been elders.
How many of you have been an elder?
Keep your hands
up. Simon was.
Three. And Hutch. Well, Hutch has.
Hutch has.
Four. I was having kids.
Once an elder, always an elder.
Well, and a deacon. I was a deacon for 100 years doing the doing communion. That's what I remember with the deacons for years and years.
I guess that's what Sandra was. Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah. So, how about youth group? Did when you were growing up, was there a youth group?
Oh yeah.
Was it Christian Endeavor? Yeah, it was Tappy Pole. That's right, Tappy Pole.
We had the Tappy Pole. Yeah. We went to. It was not Christian Endeavor. It was a Presbyterian Church youth group.
Christian Endeavor.
Christian Endeavor was the name of it.
No, that was not when I was.
I just remember youth Christian.
When I got there,
I don't even remember youth group as much.
But they didn't get away with Christian Endeavor evidently because it wasn't called that when we went.
No. So who led this? Was it just parents?
The pastor.
Oh, the pastor led that too.
thought it was Geraldine Alterberg.
Yeah, I remember her doing everything.
Had the youth group
there. I did go to all of the churches.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, like I said, I remember your mother.
The highlight of his existence was to go up to the Catholic priest's cabin.
Agnes Hampshire was also a Sunday school teacher.
How we ever got your mom up in those upper stairs, I don't even remember. But we did. We had classes up there.
It was a little narrow stairway.
I liked to go up there.
Oh, we did. We had fun.
It was tipsy.
Well, the floor was flat like this. Everything ran downhill. I mean, it wasn't a flat floor.
I see you got a lot out of Sunday school those days.
Do you know?
I learned a lot.
Yeah.
The floor was uneven. You broke it.
There was a
new time. I remember Mr. Bush coming to ring the bell.
Church.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. Mr. Bush. Remember when we would go into the choir to sit down? And the altos, the sopranos were done, and Nancy Orr and some of them, they were in the Lorraine Gruner, mm-hmm. they were in the front. We had the long little robes, the white, remember those?
The white salt surplus.
Yes,
yeah. Yes, I remember.
And so I was alto, so I was sitting in the back of the other. So when the sopranos had seemed to do their part, I could see the robes underneath my pole, and they couldn't get up. But no, the thing I was saying, and you're like,
hold the side of our.
But no, anyway, remember all the chimes in back?
Oh, yeah.
Luna?
I remember buying that.
Yeah, you know what? Lots of times, especially when Joy was preaching, mm-hmm. Fire and brimstone, he scared the heck out of me, but I thought, people were kind of pissed off, they wanted to sleep, you know. And I go like that, bong, and the team would go off, and try to turn back on me.
Is that what you're in there?
Yes.
Sure, that's funny.
But it was.
Well, now that they do away with those chimes, you know, they always hung on that your office wall, and now they're not there anymore.
Those are the ones I hid.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Now they're not there now.
No, they quit working. I think Jack Middleton then fixed them up and got them a little going, but then there wasn't a place to put them in when the new renovation was done.
Right, they're
right. And so some
because I know they made a special keyboard for them, and they used to play them all the time on Easter.
Yeah, they did.
Like that, you know, that they always did them on Easter.
Yeah, Frank has one. So.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but they would, you know, you could tell which one it was because they'd shake.
So did this, did anybody like this rubber joy guy? I mean, yeah.
And then that sounds like
you get them drunk.
Yeah.
But then,
Richard Fire.
And Richard Fire and Brimstone scared the day like that. But you build a bell tower in his honor.
We probably gave money.
Oh, yeah, the bell tower's in his honor.
Maybe they gave money.
Whose honor?
You scared me to death.
I haven't heard one good thing about him, though.
Yeah, somebody called him a saloon goose.
The night you
break
the punch,
what?
The night you break the punch, you would have liked the guy.
He loosened
up a lot.
He was a real goose.
You know, we may play this.
Yeah.
Just so Reverend Joy's not here, it's okay.
Yeah.
Just hope no one from the family shows up. So what was the move to the new church like? What do you remember? Big celebration?
Yeah, and it was in 59 when they had some... Was that when everybody grew beards and that kind of stuff when we came to the new church?
Did they what?
They grew beards and all of that stuff when we came to the new church. Was that what that was for?
Well, I don't remember if that was why.
No, because that was why. That was the centennial year. That was the centennial year.
I think that was
the year before.
That was the centennial year.
Yeah. And that's when they grew beards.
All right, I just remember the year. I don't remember if that's when they came to the new church.
So was this, like, wonderful to be in this new modern building?
After being up at the City Hall, yeah.
Actually, I think it really was, because I just thought it was beautiful. When my kids went to the new one here, I just was really impressed with everything. I thought,
like I said, 2 years up at the City Hall did that, too. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how they got the organ upstairs. I think they did have to take a window out and lift it up with the ropes.
Well, in there, we didn't have that many people either in the church.
Either way. Right.
Because we fit there in one service. No.
And they put the pews and all of that stuff into storage someplace. I don't even know where.
Well, there were a bunch of stuff in my mom's
They kept all the pews because that's what we just got rid of. The same pews that we had in the old church.
They stored them down in Shelf's place. And he just stored them in his garage. Well, then what happened? Some of them are missing, and I find one down at some museum, but also up in his house and back at
Right.
And those didn't belong to him. No. He didn't reimburse the church.
Oh, I don't think that was right.
When he moved to the new church, did you see more members?
No, it's objective.
I have to. Did membership grow?
Me too, to be up there.
I don't want that.
Well, I don't know if it did right at
first, but. I didn't know
it.
These two have had something to drink in their punch already. You guys have had something to drink in the punch.
Oh, I know.
Did they have, no. Did we see membership grow?
What I want to know is after you moved to the new building, did suddenly you start seeing new people come? Did membership grow?
When poor Lawson was here, sometimes we'd only have 25 people in the church, and we were always behind on his salary. And he'd have, no wonder they left some of these early preachers.
Well, and then we would have like a preacher for maybe 3 years, and then they would
they'd be gone.
And then the church. The people that came, the congregation size dwindled to nothing. Then a new preacher would come, and then gradually they'd come back up, and then
they'd go back down.
They never stayed more than, I bet you, like 3 years was the most.
Well, I can remember meeting downstairs because we didn't even have enough people to come upstairs. No. We met downstairs. Right.
Downstairs in this
building? This church, yeah.
Because we didn't even have enough people to come up, to bother to come upstairs.
So do you remember?
Bruce Davidson purchased a folding, sliding folding door that I think remains are still downstairs.
Yes.
To shut off the back, force people up into the main part of the church.
Do you remember what you paid some of those early pastors?
Remember what?
How much you paid the early?
For this church?
No,
the pastor's salary.
The pastor's salary.
They said Joy made $3,000 a month.
I don't know.
Jane said that one.
A year.
$3,000 a year.
For whose salary?
Any of
the pastors. As I said, Moffat only got $4,000 a year, and that was because the presbytery told us we had to pay him a little more. We were paying him, I guess, trying to pay him what they paid Joy, $3,000. So they got the word from presbytery they had to at least pay him the basic salary. So they raised poor Moffat to $4,000. But that isn't anything. You ought to know what my husband got as a teacher in school at that time. Wasn't much more. Yeah. And I've got to go for my birthday party.
Okay.
But that's nice. See, I'm going to have a birthday party. But anyway, nobody mentioned all of the many meetings we had down at the old Palace Hotel in their, what they call it, a drummer's room or something.
Well, that was where we had the Do O'Neill stuff, wasn't it? That's where we had Do O'Neill.
Yeah, we had Do O'Neill, but all the church met down there for a long time because we had no church.
Well, and then Do O'Neill moved down there when we were between buildings.
Was Delancey Ramsey then part of the church?
Oh, yeah.
And they had met at the Palace Hotel? What?
Mm-hmm. We had dinner
stuff. That was Delancey's.
Yeah, they and had that drummer's room down there, and they permitted. That's when Mamie Ramsey and Ramsey owned the hotel.
Right.
And so in the interim between this church and the F Street church, we met down there.
For some of
that, too. Oh, we had dinners down there. I'm sure it was a Do O'Neill.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jane. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Oh, not too many more. My son is always saying, oh, Mom, you're going to live to be 100. I'm not going to say what I tell him in return.
Where'd you get this pen?
Oh, well, you know, being an old timer around here, when the schools this year had their anniversary, they had a special reception for the school board and some of the old timers, and I'm about the oldest timer, and I got all kinds of things, among them this.
Bev, you know what I remember about Sunday school? It was always nice.
What?
Was on Easter Sunday, they would go out to probably Denoyer's, don't you suppose, or Davis, some players, and they they'd get the little flowers in the little individual pots. And as the kids left every Easter Sunday, they each got a flower.
That's brilliant.
I remember that.
Well, to me, what's sad is when we came, we were still doing those paintings. Now the cake, I have no memory of that cake.
Yeah.
It just traditions.
Do you know what happened? That is, I ought to put my glasses on.
I can remember when I taught Sunday school the last, and you got to tell me names. I mean, that's the last I remember teaching Sunday school. We still had the, I remember that.
Let me see.
And of course, the chili supper was still
there. I can't even tell.
There's me. There's
this, and I didn't like that. But and I remember that later on, I remember this horrible red hat.
I did
when
too.
I thought Dale laughed and laughed. He thought that was the biggest hat he ever saw.
I'm not in this one.
There's the
Joyce and Judy, look on the back. Some of them are listening.
Oh, I know this is me.
And Mardell.
And Mardell. I can always tell Mardell. I have pictures of us when we were little. Yes,
Nina Sheehan is the teacher here.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
And that red hat.
There's Butch, I think.
I think
that's Butch. My brother. Might have been. Because this is my brother Butch. But who's the teacher?
He's 13.
He's writing.
This is Lewis. Judy.
Judy,
see, I recognize you.
Yeah, I said I haven't changed.
Judy and Joyce.
Well, see now, Mardell, this is me and you and this one.
Can you believe I haven't changed? Mike said you still look exactly the same.
You do.
I don't know anybody
in these pictures. We need to know.
Yeah, that's got to be Butch.
No, I mean,
this is Darlene.
Yeah, that's Darlene.
Well, somehow we need to write those on the back.
Okay, our brother Butch is number 5.
Yeah, they've numbered everybody. Right. So
and I think this is, don't write them, isn't it? Probably
don't write the one that's not got a number.
Okay, and this is me and you, I know, in that one.
Yeah, I think that's Darlene.
Yeah, and Butch is
number 5.
Which one's Darlene or Darlene?
Yes, you are her.
Yeah.
That's
so, no.
Well, and I'm in that one. Mardell and I are in that one.
Daryl is and Mardell.
Okay. I'm in the back.
Mama's not me.
Yes, Mardell's in the front.
That's you.
And I'm in the back.
And you're down. That's you. I knew you. And I knew Judy. The minute I saw both of you guys.
Somebody's put this down as me, and that's not me. Joe.
That's not you.
That's not me.
No, they're not even in the same dress. But
why did you bring up with the same time? Yeah.
So, you know what? I didn't think that was you.
That's not me.
Somebody said that to you. I said, that's not you.
No. Okay, Mardell, on that one, write our names, because I didn't write on that one.
Okay, I'm just going to do it. I don't want to write on this picture, because that's the only one that hasn't been written on here. But I now know who you are, and I'll identify him on the picture when I do it.
I don't know who that
is. Our brother Butch is number 5 in that one.
Okay.
This is Daryl. Well,
you know, Jack.
Jack and Dawn. They didn't take pictures when we were...
they didn't have pictures back then?
That was before photography.
I mean, they did.
That's Royce.
Right. No. Number 5.
And Janelle.
Said,
and Janelle.
Was Butch.
But yeah. I'm not in here.
No, now, who was Judy is?
Well, and that's
you guys.
Who was Janelle?
Jack
Lewis. Number 5 is Jack Lewis. Yeah. Is that Butch? Yeah. His nickname was Butch.
Yeah. Looked at me and he said, "Grandma, when you were little, was the whole world black and white?"
Right.
Garnett, is that written on the back that Janelle?
Garnett.
That is Janelle.
Yeah, Janelle and Royce.
And David.
So any of you remember Living the Chickens?
Whitehorn is in that one. Whitehorn.
No,
remember?
Which one? What
number? Whitehorn.
Remember the Whitehorn?
Oh, yes. Now?
Yeah, and that's who this date, that's who 5 is, Whitehorn.
See the little
David Whitehorn?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's David Whitehorn.
All of a sudden it went, Evelyn? What was the mother's name?
Nell Whitehorn.
There was one about our age.
Yeah, Nell Whitehorn. I remember her.
She was in county, sure.
So maybe she's in that picture with us.
See, because
might be.
Maybe yeah, she but they're not.
She was she like well, and, no, and we had the Hampshire, the, and I don't know, Malie.
But now I've heard one.
But they were older than us,
the
right?
Sunday school teacher.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I don't remember. I didn't say
anything. But they were older than us. Is that the one with us?
Right.
We're the one with us.
Up here, not as many.
Are there any others?
Oh, this is. I'm not going to have that many again. Oh, Mom.
Patsy Brooks.
Hello.
Everybody. Patsy Brooks didn't go to our church. That's not her. But there were the twins.
They're dressed alike, those two. I was showing on them.
And you thought maybe it was you guys.
No, I didn't think so. No, I was told my dad.
They
were. I never see him.
So, Jacob. We'll open the scrapbook at the when we're done and you can
look. Jerome.
See, there are twins.
That's a Jerome back here.
I know those ones are twins.
A Jerome, I'm sure.
If you could help Pam identify any of the scrapbook pictures, that would be great. But in conclusion,
right? Oh, yeah, Billy. Charlotte and Billy McDowell are there.
Charlotte and Billy McDowell.
Is there anything you would love to see us do for that celebration that would be meaningful?
Mrs. Sheehan.
Nine.
And that Charlotte and Billy is the ones.
E-A-N?
S-H-E-E-A-N.
S-H-E-E-A-N.
Sheehan.
H-A-N.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meaningful.
Is there anything we could do on the 3rd and 4th for the celebration that would be meaningful? For all of you.
What was my sister that we went to school with?
We got some time to
think about it.
No. Okay, yes, you have time to think about it.
Yeah.
And if you think of anything,
but that is the
come back to any of us.
I can't think.
And let us know.
Was it David?
I do want to find that bulletin from that I have from about 1949 or something.
No, it's no.
No, but it was one of the
gifts.
They were twins. Yeah.
If you have any old pictures, you would want to let Pam scan them and give them back to you. But we do want to make a nice display downstairs.
I have lots of Mardell and I at birthday parties, but they're not at the church. Mardell and I were at every birthday party together.
How come Daryl's not in that picture with me?
He is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I have a question to ask. If we did a slideshow during the service of some old pictures, would you mind if any of what we recorded, obviously not about Reverend Joy.
I'm putting that on there. That's classic.
Would you mind if we put any of your voices, dubbed it over, you know, as the show's going, any funny stories that we've heard? Would any of you mind if we did that?
No. I know a funny story.
Okay.
She's going to get it all recorded. It has to have to do with the church, though.
I'm very pregnant with what he said a long time. Because by 25,
I know,
you know, I had four kids. But anyway, I had a solo part with Radon and Chicky and the choir, actually. And it was that song, Deliver Me. You know. And I was, I should have already delivered it. And I stood up. It actually happened. Because my part was, you know, I stood up like this and I was, Deliver Me.
Did your water broke?
That's a fact because I remember.
No, that's funny.
And
my rope had those maroon ropes. I can remember mine was so worn in the front because I was pregnant so many times. I did so we had it for 100 years. You know, I remember those. I was so warm in the front because I was.
We probably had it. for 25 years, I bet you those.
Those maroon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mine was the only one worn clear in the front.
Right, and that had to have been... I bet it was 80s.
We'll just have to get this whole choir together and have you guys
sing. Yeah. Oh, that would be very fun. Would you do it?
Yeah. Well, enjoy yeah. Talking. If they would, they'd like to sing. Junior choir for a long time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you led the junior choir?
I did. But that was in this church. I mean, I had it here.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you all so much.
We enjoyed it.
Now, one of the things we'll have to do when we show some of these old pictures on this, we're going to show some on the slide. I'm a screen. So when your picture comes up, you got to stand up. You got to stand up like Joyce. It's me.
And I haven't changed the picture.
I tell you, who would not know that's Joyce and Judy?
Our brother Butch still.
Mardell, too.
She's in with me.
That one right there. No, this one right here.
Okay, I have to see that one.
Right here in front.
Well, we were short. We always had to stand in front.
And I was tall. I was the big one.
No, I was
in the back.
This is my age.
Yeah, I saw you, but right. I didn't get to see Mardell.
Who was the teacher in this?
Nina Sheehan. Boy, she was a good
woman. She was a pretty woman.
Her name sounds so familiar, too. When did she do?
Her husband was the head of public service here for a long, long time.
She worked somewhere, too.
On Palmer. They lived on Palmer. And they had the one daughter.
Did she work at the courthouse?
She worked somewhere.
Did they have a boy?
Yes.
She had a dad. What was the daughter's name?
Marianne.
She was beautiful.
She was.
Have you seen the one of Judy?
The son's name was Mickey. He was closer to me.
I didn't remember that. I thought they just had that
right there.
Now, are you related to Billy Dennison?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know who Billy Dennison is. I'm really a witty.
Oh, Judy. This is Judy. Is this Judy Fitzadry?
Right. That's Judy Fitzadry there.
Uncle.
Yeah, oh. Number
three. Well, I should know who this one is, too. I should know who that is.
Right. Is that Shannon Patterson?
Shannon Patterson.
Shannon Patterson. See, I remember
Shannon.
I'll tell you
my
story. Yeah,
Shannon Patterson. She has red hair. Yeah, but they're not in black and white.
I came full circle.
Well, yeah.
Now, are we Don and Arlen in any of these?
No, they were older than us.
They didn't do it.
They were older than us.
She's never seen
we were older than they are.
Yeah, quite a bit.
And Judy Fitzadry is the one. Quite a
bit. You're not very nice.
No, I'm kidding.
What you say?
I don't know what you said.
Quite a bit older than they are.
Most of those in there are no. Most of those in there are the pastors and stories and
articles.
But if any of you guys have any other pictures like this would be fun.
She was older than
Sandra. Well, I can remember one time.
And what about, she was always in our Sunday school class.
Well, and what about Billy Hanger?
I have a question. Does anybody have a memory of, I found an article in there about when you all did a drama of Easter.
Oh,
I had Roman soldiers, right. And Dave Potts was the risen Christ.
Yeah, we did that.
How long ago was that?
I remember
in the 50s.
No. Yeah. We did it like in the 80s.
Was it several times you did it, or just one year? I only remember two or three years.
We did it at sunrise.
Those need to be identified.
They're older than anything.
You guys should come look at these because... Like, I know that's Libby Trujillo. You should come look at some of these.
Is this the one of us?
Yeah. Oh, you guys
I'm
say?
Trying to think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, isn't that Jane?
This is Evelyn Whitehorn there. Look and see. Evelyn Whitehorn. I'm pretty sure with the brownie face. Okay. Good, I'll put that brownie face.
Joe missed us.
Well, come look
you're
at
right.
Arlen, come look at these. Arlen, remember there were the babies too.
Yeah. Remember
how I did that one?
Yeah, but he wasn't he? Was he around our age?
Or it was Daryl's age.
He was younger.
Judy, what about Katie?
Is Dan Katie?
The tall one?
Why not?
Right in on the back.
Dan was the tall one.
Dan, well, and didn't we talk about what were those kids?
Used to be the teacher?
No,
Katie Hardwick. I can't think of
it. It was Kato, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kato, yeah, you're right.
And Mike Myers is going to put in
Kato. Okay, you guys, I have to tell you, I came full circle. Because you guys all know I was raised in the Catholic Church here in Slida. And I've only been coming to the Presbyterian Church for less than a year. But I was talking to my aunt, and my dad was raised Presbyterian.
Oh.
So hey, I came back. I came to where I'm supposed to be, I think.
Gerards.
Because Catholic isn't where I belong.
Remember the Gerards, Anna and Bobby? They were Catholics.
You scan these.
They didn't go to art with us.
You want print or
Bobby ended up being priest.
Why
was I thinking that?
Well, this is one of those.
Like I say, I can't remember, but I don't see anything that looks like Billy Meester. And he would have been right ahead. I mean, he would have been there too, and Sandra Crawford, but I didn't see her. Because she was, you know. Unless that could be like her, you know. I mean, she would have been. I mean, you can't see a face.
She was blonde.
Yes, she was.
All I remember was an actor.
Yeah, no, this belongs to that one up on
Who's the curly-headed boy? I mean, I don't with the blonde hair. I can't.
Just pictures. Did we have any of the news?
Well, and we should have had a Padilla too, but I don't see anybody. I don't see anybody that looks like a Padilla.
I can try and get all of those.
I can't remember.
Which year? Which year? Or this one?
I told her I'll go from now forward. I don't know if I can go back.
I remembered him when he was older, but
I just can't remember any of those others.
What would you think of signing consent forms to have as part of the oral history project for Salida? Is that something people want to do or not? In other words, what they'll do, if we want it to be part of, you know, the archives, they'll do a written transcript of this, and then if, you know, it's for anybody to look like who wants to be part of the public library. Do you want to sign one? I can fill out all that. You just need your name and address, and I don't know if you have to. And then you sign.
And then this is Darlene, isn't it? Right there.
Okay.
The very first.
Oh, May 2nd. We have our.
How are you going to do it? So, do you think that's her there?
Do you know if there's pictures of him in there?
That's there.
Some days I know there's a couple of them.
I didn't see Shannon Patter or Shannon Heaster.
Yeah,
she was always an archer, and so was Linda Hennington.
So, what is
Linda Hennington?
That is undoubtedly
Diana Pacheco. That's number 10.
I took a picture in front of the paper of the carving of Ian.
I'm sure that's Diana Pacheco there.
Everybody think it's your lawyer's all not talking to you, or you fill it out.
Yeah, but you're not even who you are.
Oh, beautiful.
You could have beautiful.
Okay. She'd be willing to fill out a library.
I know.
They were twins, and they were zombies, and he's a priest, and then Anne was adopted, and she's a nurse, and they were Catholics. What about Marilyn Finn? She's Catholic, but she went to the Presbyterian church until she
was not in the Presbyterian.
Right. But now, she may have been in there,
but I don't see her. This is permission for the library to add this to their archive.
You have an old directory?
I know. Well, they'll go through it, and somebody transcribes it.
It's a surprise.
I have Joyce, would you be willing to? When I get permission for the library,
I think it's
all you need is this, this.
One from 1980.
Okay, what did you get?
Katie, do we put you?
My nurse?
The interviewer?
Sure, that's fine. Our first Presbyterian church. Yeah, me, whatever.
I get them right here.
Signature of the viewer.
Oh, yeah. Just your signature.
I'll let you know. I don't know why I'm not here. Katie. Anytime I'm upset,
yes,
I have them. So I like to not be upset.
She Try not being upset when it's got her.
That was
your children. Yeah, we're always in the turmoil.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, we burn. And I can't do anything.
Her local helps me a lot. I go to her when I'm all down. It straightens me out.
Yeah. And we can pass also.
She had a girl in the guitar and is in a band. So she goes with
that one's fine. Joyce probably did who's right and I did my wrong. I know, but she put it wrong.
Well, I don't want to. Margaret's daughter has a duck in her nose. And I thought Margaret's
still called me that.
And Ellen was Joyce.
Well, and Ada Jane is still riding the motorcycle. You know, she's a mom.
Yeah.
But she had a son, and we thought,
I just scared a motorcycle.
If I were younger, I would have
fired. Steve died that way in that whole thing. I've never got older.
Yeah.
I got rid of him. Jerry guy was there, and
thank you again.
And like you know,
yeah,
just awesome on house. Yeah. It won't be such a great.
If you're willing, a permission.
I know she's probably already done oral history, haven't you?
No.
This just gives the permission for the library to.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Today's what, the 12th?
Grace Baird.
Is this the 12th, Bonnie?
Good old
you know?
Gracie.
11th, 12th?
No, it's at least the 12th.
Yeah, thank you. I think you're right. That's
yeah,
the way I look at it. It's at
it
least
is the 12th. Yes.
Okay.
There's the old church, then the other old church, and then up to the new
Yeah,
church.
This is the one that I remember.
Yeah, that's
and
the one.
Playing Kitty on the corner. I remember playing in the...
on the porch there.